Penguin Random House Audio presents Sea Power, The History and Geopolitics of the World's Oceans by Admiral James Stavridis, U.S. Navy, retired. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Introduction. The sea is one. Shakespeare, in his immortal sea drama The Tempest, said, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep," referring to the small and confined dimensions of our individual lives. It is a haunting passage, and one I've thought about a great deal. The play opens with a massive storm at sea, and the line has always had profoundly nautical implications for me. In my nearly four decades as a Navy sailor, when all the days I spent on the deep ocean, out of sight of land, are totaled, they add up to nearly 11 years. The endless vistas of the open ocean, upon which I gazed for more than a decade of my life, provide quite a setting for such dreaming. And in those days, when I looked at the ocean, I always felt a sense of seeing the same view that millions upon millions of other deep-sea mariners, coastal sailors, and even land dwellers close to the ocean saw. Like the fishermen, traders, pirates, harbor pilots, and indeed sailors of every ilk who went down to the sea in ships of all kinds, we have all seen the same ocean views. In a way, it is like looking at eternity. To gaze upon it for an hour, a day, a month, or a lifetime reminds us gently that our time is limited, and we are but a tiny part of the floating world. In addition to simply warning us not to over-